This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining me now is state treasurer Curtis Loftus. Made national Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
I'm all right. It's an honor to speak to the busiest woman in the upstate, because I see you have taken it upon yourself to explain what's happening in D.C. to the upstate, and that is a big job.
Yes, explaining what's happening in Columbia is a big job, too. We made international news with this $1.8 billion accounting error entry, missing money, but then it wasn't really missing. You say you've been, because you're the treasurer, you've taken, I guess, some of the political blame for this. I wouldn't say all of it, but some of it lately. And you have a piece at Fitz News, Stop the Witch Hunt. You say the state Senate's fixated on the $1.8 billion account entry. It's part of a larger $3.5 billion reporting mistake made not by you, but by the former comptroller general, which I think pretty much everybody agrees on. What is going on here?
Well, you know, it is a witch hunt. The facts just don't matter. What you have is a handful of senators that want a puppet in the treasurer's office. And after the former comptroller general left, and he left because of errors that he may not even knew were made. And I'm not making excuses for him, but there's just a tremendous conversion of old systems into new systems, and only true computer professionals can understand this. I mean, like $140 million had been spent over 10 years to straighten out the old system, bring it all new, and put it into new. And it was a massive project. And there were some errors made, and they showed up in the comptroller's books. And he paid a heavy price for that. And he's an, you know, I've known him for years. We're not friends per se. We don't, you know, drink beer or eat lunch together or something. But he's an honorable man, and he paid a heavy price. But the state Senate saw it as a way of getting a puppet or a appointed person in the comptroller general's office, and now they want an appointed person in the state treasurer's office, because that gives them 2 years of controlling the state's money. Last night, that was about $50 billion, and that's with a B. So anybody that knows anything about money is, you want to put yourself next to that big pot of money. And if you can control it with nobody looking, with the public not knowing who you are, that's a good thing. If I polled your audience right now and said, who's the comptroller general? I bet 1% of the people might know his name, maybe. So nobody knows, and that's what they want for the treasurer's office. So it's a witch hunt. It's interesting to go through it. It is not fun, but I have to remind you before I get into some of these other things. Senate Finance has been chasing me for 15 years. During the first few years I came to the treasurer's office, I disclosed a lot of things that Senate Finance didn't want to hear, such as the pension plan was paying $270 million a year. I'll say that again because the average person just can't understand this. $270 million a year in hidden fees to Wall Street. When I disclosed that, the House was happy, the people were happy, and the Senate Finance Committee was mad. So I've been putting up with this for 15 years, and this $1.8 billion that they've been screaming about, it didn't exist. You know, they invented a mysterious bank account with $1.8 billion. It never existed. They invented mysterious money that's gone missing. It never existed. It never went missing. I mean, all of these things that they said have come untrue. And so what do you say? You just have to keep going through it. And they keep writing reports, and I just have to keep going through it. But I thought it's important to get out occasionally and let people just hear me talk, because people can make up their own minds. They know what people are telling tales or not. And so I come on, I'm willing to answer questions from you or your folks and talk about it and try to do it in a good-natured way, because this is just the way politics is, and I got to put up with it.
When you say they want unfettered access, they don't want any more elected treasurer. They want unfettered access to this money. It's $50 billion. What do you think they want to do with it, with that unfettered access? Do you have any theories on that?
Well, I think here's how this works. When I came into the treasurer's office, the very first thing we did was we cut $2 million a year just in banking fees, just simply in fees. And now that equivalent is about $4 million now. So, you know, bankers aren't particularly happy with me, but we have professional relationships. The same with our investments, the same with how we issue debt. We cut fees and consulting services. We cut out all that stuff. What Doge is doing in D.C., we've been doing it for 15 years. And that's why they like to keep their friends in the mix. If they got rid, I'll make this prediction. If I just said this is just too much, I'm ready to move on, they'd have BlackRock running money in this state in 6 months.
What do you mean by running money?
I'm sorry. Investing money.
Investing money.
I apologize. Yeah, that's the way we talk. Yeah. So they want their people in charge, and by putting their people in charge, they benefit.
That's the oldest
thing in the book. Remember that the pension system used to be managed by the treasurer's office. And in 2002, and this is before I was treasurer, they took it away from the treasurer's office. Senate Finance was behind this. And they created the Investment Commission. Since then, the single largest debt that South Carolina has ever had, and it still exists today, was created. It's $32 billion. You never hear them talk about that. But taxpayers pay that money back every 2 weeks in the form of paychecks and increased contributions to the pension plan. That was created when they took money away. They took the accountability away from elected officials and gave it to unelected officials. $32 billion, again, that's with a B dollars, the biggest debt the state has. To put that into perspective, the state's general obligation debt is about $700 million. So you see how much smaller the debt that you know about, the debt that you incur, the debt helps you have roads and bridges or whatever, you see how much smaller that is compared to the debt they rack up?
It makes sense. Does anybody, you talked about BlackRock, and you have been very outspoken about making sure that they don't get any of our investment money. You said they would immediately begin to get it again. Does anybody get kickbacks from that or campaign donations from that if they're able to punt that money to all of the right hedge funds, for instance? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. There are rules and regulations against people like BlackRock or other investment managers from contributing. But that for every rule, there's 10 rules around it. And you know, if you look at my disclosures and all, I just don't get anywhere near that kind of stuff. I don't want their money, would never take it. But there's 100 ways around all that. And so just to say, back to the original point, I want to try to say happy about it, not happy, but positive, is that we have to go through things, and now the parallels between Columbia and what's going on in D.C. are the same. You know, we were doing Doge stuff before anybody ever heard of that type of thing, and every time we exposed fraud, waste, or abuse, I got in trouble. Now, the House was always helpful to me, and the governors, Haley and the McMaster, they've always been helpful. But the Senate isn't, and I've got to live through this. They have all the power. They have staffers talking to press every day. You know, we don't even know these stories are being written. They don't fact check these stories. They just take what the Senate you know, says, and they print it. And so we got to live through it, but I will, because at the end of the day, there's no law that's been broken. There's no ethical standards been broken. There's no missing money. It's just all appropriations. And so I won't, you know, the reason I'm here is I've been reelected 4 times, and the people of the upstate have been very helpful for that. I never thought that I would run for office more than the 1 time. I thought that I would run one and done. But it took us longer to get the treasurer's office straightened out, and I think the reason they've come back is because they know that I was planning on retiring in 2 years. You know, I'm 66 now, I'll be 68 then, and it's time to go off and, you know, find a mountain house or beach house or something, go live, right? This was their chance to get a puppet in there. Run me off, put in their puppet. If he's acceptable, he gets reelected for another 4 years, and they've got their people running the money. And Senate Finance should not control the treasurer or the comptroller general's office. They just shouldn't. That's a separation of powers thing. So people need to know that. They need to think about it and understand it and just say, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to elect our treasurer. We're going to keep electing him, and we're going to hold him accountable.
Amen to that, Curtis Loftus, state treasurer. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Well, great. Thank you. And if anybody has any questions, call me.
Oh, actually, one quick question. So are you going to run again then? Is that what you're seeing? Because I know you had
I've given myself a month to make the decision. Okay. But what I did was I put aside the money. You know, I hate raising money. And in the treasurer's office, it's hard to raise money because the people want to give you money. Other people want something in return. So I put aside plenty of money to run. And I'm going to make up my mind. Depends on what the Senate. If the Senate kind of just stops and goes back to doing, you know, there are important things the Senate should be doing. Our roads need work. Our schools need work. I mean, our health care system needs work. All these things they need to be working on. They don't need to be worried about things that don't matter. And again, not one penny is missing. Not one penny's been misspent. You know, not one state agency has a dime more than it's supposed to or a dime less. This was all an accounting entry made 10 years ago that didn't affect anything. And I forgot to tell you this. You know what the cure is?
What?
They reverse the entry at the Comptroller General's books. They just reverse it, and it doesn't affect the cash of the state at all. So we've always had the money in my office. It's always been there. It's always been accounted for. It's just this thing up in the Comptroller's books that 99.9% of your people have never heard of.
Curtis Loftus, state treasurer, thank you so much for coming on today. And please let us know when you make your decision about running.
I'll do it, Tara. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The battle continues over the highly valuable Chundarajah terrorists. Democrats do anything to hold on to them. It doesn't matter how embarrassing it gets. By the way, do you realize they lost 300,000 registration-wise just in the month of February? That's before this Chundarajah debacle, and they don't care. Why are they obsessed with these Chundarajah terrorists? Why? So obsessed. This judge is threatening consequences for Trump. If it is found that he defied the order, the judge is demanding the timeline. By the way, he does not have the power to do any of this. Republican Congress could stop him. I'll get back into that in a minute. But why Chundarajah? Why the obsession? Americans would do best to figure out who Chundarajah is. You could do that by reading the UK Daily Mail article from 4 days ago. And it's even more terrifying than you realize. They're not just bloodthirsty, savage thugs. They're true believers. They're communist and they're socialist. They are loyalists of the Socialist Party, the authoritarian regime there in Venezuela. That is why they are the only ones running around with guns. Guns are banned for everybody else. That's what they did there in Venezuela. I've been talking about it for years. If you want to know what comes after the Democrats ban guns, they wait a year or two and then redistribute them to their criminal friends who are true believers. If you go to Venezuela, they do not call them Chundarajah there. They call them the Chavistas. Who are the Chavistas? The muscle. They're the muscle for the socialist regime. What do? Well, they have two mutual interests. They will defend the party, the Socialist Party, to the death. Why? Because the Socialist Party protects their criminal enterprises and helps them expand it throughout the world. Does this make sense? Chavistas. And I've got a great post on this up on my X feed if you want to read it. UK Daily Mail documented it 4 days ago. I'll give you that headline in a minute. Actually, I'll put it up on Rumble so you can read the full horror of it. There's a two-tier system in Venezuela that I'm sure the Democrats are well aware of. There is a cartel that answers solely to the Socialist Party. And it is basically the muscle for the authoritarian regime, but deniable muscle. In other words, you don't want to send the military, the police out to crack down on the dissenters, the protesters, the innocent people who just want to be free. So who do you send? Well, after Maduro just stole that election, widely acknowledged, including at the UN, he didn't win more than 30% of the vote, but somehow he's still the president. How is that? Well, Venezuelans who just want to be free, God bless them, were so outraged by the open theft of that election that they took to the streets to protest it for a little while. They started getting shot. Yeah, Chavistas would just drive by. They're not officially government, but they are party loyalists. And bam, 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 shoot them dead. No one's ever prosecuted. See how this works? It's what the Democrats will do here if you give them long enough. They'll take the guns and then redistribute them to people like the Chavistas, or maybe the Chavistas themselves. See, to the Democrats, Chundarajah, they're sympathetic figures. They're socialists and communists, just like the Democrats want to be. So in Venezuela, the way that it works, there is a cartel that runs Venezuela, and it's called Cartel de los Soles. The foot soldiers for them are the Chundarajah. That is a sub gang, but it's also a major international operation that operates in tandem with various terror groups, including out of Iran. But if you want to know why Maduro's in power, Chavistas. That's why. Chavistas, they just show up and shoot whoever protests. It works really well. Yeah, another here. Do you know what it takes to extract them? Hang on. Stop with the music for a sec, because I just want to explain this really quick. Do you know what it takes to extract them? if you want to know what it takes to extract them, this is not like MS-13. This is not like another gang, okay? I've put the link up on my Rumble feed today. That's how important it is to the UK Daily Mail article on this. There's a hotel called the Paladin in Texas, in El Paso. Trende Aragua took it over exactly as they did the Aurora Hotel. So they're doing this in Chicago too, in other cities, right? Violently took it over. So they tell the landlord, it's not your property anymore. You come on, it will kill you, but you better keep paying the property taxes because we need to be able to stay here. You don't, we'll kill you and your entire family, right? Americans aren't used to this. They go in, and what do they do in the Paladin? Oh, you got to read this. They sell children for sex. Kidnap kids, a lot of them. Women too. Most of them kidnapped as well. And there was a recent horrifying... Let me explain to you what it took to get them out, okay? This is how terrifying a fighting force they are. But think about it the way that a Democrat would look at it. You put these people in place, they'll protect the party. Just like they do in Venezuela. That's why they love them. They'll do anything to keep them. In Texas, it took, you can read it in the UK Daily Mail, hundreds of local law enforcement, and army virtually, local law enforcement to extract them from their kiddie sex selling business at the Paladin in El Paso. Gosh, I don't know why the U.S. media didn't cover this. It's weird, but UK Daily Mail reporters did. They flew over, covered the whole thing. It took more than a dozen law enforcement agencies working together, hundreds of people, to defeat Trende Aragua. Can you imagine when they're good and dug in? So anyway, after they took control of the apartment complex, it's just like an apartment complex slash hotel, they took it back. The victims ended up sitting out on a curb. Little boys and little girls. And women, they were prostituting. This isn't like the way we prostitute women in America. American women choose it. I mean, they fall into it. They get, yeah, under the control of a pimp, but they're usually drug addicted or... No. These are kidnapped victims. These are true sex slaves. They're children, too. It's what they were doing in Aurora. By the way, UK Daily Mail, only people to send a reporter there, too. They were selling girls, not women, girls out of those Aurora complexes. That kind of thing Democrats like. You know, those kids have gone missing. What, 300,000 are they up to now? Wonder where they are. Bet you Trende Aragua knows where a lot of them are. They're muscle. They're socialists, they're communists, they're fellow travelers. And that is why Democrats don't care if they lose another 300,000 registered voters keeping them here. Because they want the muscle Maduro has, because they see how well that works for him. You can get 30% of the vote, my friend. You are the president. And that is who Trende Aragua is. And this is why Trump will do just about anything to get them out of the country. And by the way, it's why he won't deport them to Venezuela. Because he's afraid they'll be back. He's got to lock them up somewhere the Democrats can't set them free. That's why he can't put them in Gitmo. That's why they are in El Salvador. Folks, we're in the middle of a constitutional crisis right now. Let me tell you what. If these judges continue, we are never going to be allowed to have a Republican presidency again. They will simply enjoin everything we do. To give you an idea, this enjoining thing happened 6 times total to George W. Bush in all 8 years. It happened to Trump 15 times in February. And the scandal of it, and this is why I headlined my Rumble video this morning the way I did, GOP leaders secretly let liberal judges terrorize Trump. The reason it's getting worse and worse and worse, everything he does is because these judges can see the GOP is secretly on their side. Leadership. Mike DeKnife, John Thune. Mike the Knife is, by the way, if you want to contact him, Speaker Mike Johnson. Oh, you can't get him, can you? He's on vacation right now while we're in the middle of a massive constitutional crisis. Yeah, pretty standard for Mike the Knife. But the good news is that Ron DeSantis won't shut up. He's done, and he must be getting angry phone calls. He's done 3 interviews in the last 24 hours calling them out. This has got to be at his own political expense. This must make them mad. Good for him. And he is explaining, we can stop this any time we want. See, there's a big pretend going on with Republicans. It's a very big pretend right now. They go do these interviews and they say, these judges are so mean. There's nothing we can do. No, the judges are doing this because of the GOP. And here's the thing, y'all. And I'm talking to you who use me for show prep. Every GOP congressperson, anyone, doesn't matter which one, can sponsor a bill right now to end this. You having them on your show today? Ask them why they haven't. Anybody can co-sponsor a bill to stop this. It only takes 51 votes. Ooh, there's the dirty little secret. Judges know it. They see the GOP leadership and really line Congress members are fine because they're not talking about this, which means they're with the liberal judges. They want to stop DOGE. They want to keep the illegals. And they even love Trent Aragua, I guess. Here's Ron DeSantis explaining this. And I hope he continues. He doesn't let the... Because, folks, our number one enemy right now, it's not the liberal judges and not the Democrats. They're bad, okay? It's the GOP leadership. We have got to begin to understand this or we'll lose this country. And it will be our own doing. Here's Ron DeSantis explaining what's going on right now and how unconstitutional this is.
The principle is, are we ruled by the consent of the governed under elections and under a written constitution? Or are we ruled by a district judge in D.C., Hawaii, wherever the hell they can shop for a judge to find somebody? And then that trumps everything that is in the Constitution in terms of executive powers, because that's what they'll keep doing if you let that happen.
Okay. There's 94 districts in this country, judicial districts, okay? A judicial district is a confined space. It's not national. It's confined. So you're supposed to rule as a federal judge on the cases in your district. You do not have the power to do a nationwide injunction.
Forget about just whether a judge should even be involved in this to begin with. Clearly, if you have one case, judge rules against the government, that shouldn't be a nationwide injunction where the government can't act. So the U.S. Supreme Court could reel that in if they wanted to, and maybe they will.
So what they've been doing is issuing nationwide injunctions. It's kind of like a magic power they make up, but don't actually have, because they're district court judges. And so they issue a nationwide injunction and says, oh, Trump can't do this, 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 or this. And now they're doing crazy stuff, like ordering fully intact men who say they're transgender into cells with women, federal prison cells. They're just making it up. They don't even cite in the Constitution a lot of these rulings. And it's like, yes, I woke up this morning and felt like this should happen. That is where we are. This is how dumb this is. Wait, so they don't have the power to do it? No, they don't. Well, who could stop them? And you can't count on the Supreme Court, although this morning Trump is begging the Supreme Court to act. But Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts, I don't know. They're not on our side anymore. So what could we do? Ron DeSantis has a solution. And members of Congress don't want you to know this.
Congress has the authority to strip the courts of jurisdiction over certain issues. They can say you can't hear any case involving the removal of an illegal alien or the removal of certain classes. They could do that if they wanted to do it. They haven't done that. They haven't been aggressive on it, but that's plain in the Constitution. When Jefferson became president, they had problems with judges. They just eliminated these judgeships that they had problems with. They didn't even bother. So like none of these courts exist as a matter, other than the Supreme Court, none of the other courts even exist as a matter of constitutional right. That's purely the discretion of Congress to create and then set the jurisdiction.
See, and they're doing this, oh, let's impeach. No, don't bother. It takes a 2/3 Senate vote to impeach a judge. To eliminate his judgeship. Oh, are the office doors clocked? Oh, so sorry, your judgeship's been eliminated. We don't even have to impeach them. In fact, folks, understand this. There's no circuit courts in the Constitution. They don't exist. Only the Supreme Court does. Congress created them with a 50+1 vote, and they wipe them out the same way. Wait, you mean Congress could say that these judges can't rule on immigration cases if Trump wants to deport Trent Aragua? Nope. Trying to do whatever they want. They don't want you to know that.
If you look at how our government, not just on immigration, on everything, how our constitutional system has really been transfigured in a bad way over many, many decades, the root of the problem is Congress's fecklessness. The reason why you have so much debt, continuing resolutions, a massive bureaucracy run amok, because Congress doesn't use the power of the purse to rein it in. The reason why you have these judges doing what they're doing, because Congress has not used the authority in the Constitution to take political issues away from the courts and make sure that that's reserved in the executive branch. So I don't know. I mean, basically, if Congress isn't going to do anything, then you're hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately put the kibosh on this. And maybe they will. And I think.
Wow, if that got out, Trump voters would be awfully pissed, wouldn't they? Because they'd realize they got a bigger enemy than the Democrats. It's called Mike Johnson, John Thune, Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Oh, and the worst part. There's lots of ways we could do this. And Ron DeSantis knows, he's a former Congress member.
We're talking about the courts. You know the courts as good as anyone.
Limit the jurisdiction.
Congress can limit the jurisdiction of the courts. That is plain in the Constitution.
Yeah.
It doesn't require 67 votes in the Senate. You can attach it to a CR. You can attach it to a must-pass bill. And here's the thing. If somehow you tried to do that and maybe it just didn't work, then I think our voters would at least understand. They're not even trying any of this stuff.
It's infuriating.
We knew these leftist judges were going to do what they're doing. Everybody predicted that. President Trump knew that. This was one where the Congress is basically, and what are they? They're on 2 weeks of vacation now. Really? That must be nice.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of work to do.
Oh, when they're not fundraising off the judges that are supposedly victimizing them or doing those Fox News interviews where they whine and cry and complain, oh, the judges are so mean and we don't like them. You know what? Any congressman, any single one can sponsor a bill. No excuses, Ralph Norman. The sponsor bill, take this power away. William Timmons, where are you? Sherry Biggs? Hello? Stop playing a game. Get busy and get this taken care of. Trump, desperate, is begging the Supreme Court to get these judicial terrorists off his back.
President Trump is now calling on the Supreme Court to step in, saying unlawful nationwide injunctions by radical left judges could very well lead to the destruction of our country. Now, Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is proposing legislation to restrict the lower court's ability to issue nationwide injunctions.
What these courts are doing, these district courts, is wrong. It is unconstitutional. I want to be real clear. To me, this isn't about Congress taking away power courts currently have. This is about Congress reforming and stopping the abuse. They do not have the authority to go out and to say, Mr. President, you can't do this. Congress can make that clear. We need to do it right this second.
He has sponsored legislation to do it, so this is good. It's going to make it harder for Mike DeKnife and John Thune to hide. It's going to make it harder for Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott to hide. And folks, I mean, you know what's amazing? The Democrats would never do this to their constituents. They never would. You know why? They fear them. These are people torching Tesla dealerships. I'd fear them too. In fact, I do fear them. We have got to induce fear in our representatives. That is the missing element here. I mean, folks, to get this done, I think before we're done here, there's going to have to be tens of thousands of us marching on Washington. Not against the Democrats, against Mike DeKnife, John Thune, Lindsey Graham, people like that, who are just up there pretending that they can't do anything when they know damn well they can. And folks, it's getting bad. When you have Judge Boasberg, this chilled my blood, threatening consequences for Trump if he deports Trende Aragua, threatening consequences for Trump if it's found that that plane was in the wrong place in the sky and he defied the judge's order. Consequences? What do they do? Folks, they are working back to getting Trump into the criminal justice system. That's what consequences means. Well, do they have the authority? No, they don't. But they don't have the authority for a nationwide injunction either. They don't have authority to make that plane turn around. He doesn't have the authority to do any of it. So I don't know, maybe he'll find some authority to put Trump in prison. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And if you're a lawyer, don't contact me and say, well, they can't, it doesn't matter. They can do whatever power they seize. That's what they're doing. And Congress has to take it back. Or Trenda Aragua is going to be running this country, which is exactly what the Democrats want, because Trenda Aragua, they're not just evil gangsters. As the UK Daily Mail documented 4 days ago, they are hardcore socialists and communists. That's why the Democrats want them here. They are the muscle that Maduro uses against his own people. Again, that's why Trump won't even send him to Gitmo, because the Democrats could let him out later. They're too dangerous. He had to send him to El Salvador. Isn't it sad that the head of El Salvador is more loyal to the American people than Democrats? But you know what? I'd throw Republican leadership in there if they don't do something about this. And you know, we may have to march on Washington to get it there. We may. And you know what's stopping them? A lot of these Republicans have donors that are lawbreakers who profit from illegal immigration, which is just a big tax avoidance scheme. That's why they don't want to hire Americans. They want to hire illegals. And when they see Republicans voting to deport Trenda Aragua, violent gangsters, they may not employ Trenda Aragua, but it scares them because they think the people they do employ to get the jump on their competition and screw over American workers, they think those people might get deported next. So Republicans are very uncomfortable. They don't want to take action. They don't want to protect the president. They don't want to protect you. And they figure you won't figure it out. Well, Ron DeSantis, God bless him, has done three interviews in the last 24 hours. Josh Hawley has now sponsored legislation. It's time for Republican Congress members and senators to pick sides, either with the liberal judges, because that's where they are right now, or you're with us and Trump. Pick.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.